This is Milk Buds.
Oh my god, I forgot that the fucking theme song ended with a big juicy splash. Welcome to Milk Buds.
Milk Buds.
It's the episode where two buds milk each other.
Oh god.
Whoops. I said it.
Honestly, it would be hard to do that over webcam.
I mean, you just reach through the series of tubes
with
your very long, tubular, flexible arms.
Just like fucking Digimon the movie.
The exact same as Digimon the movie.
Yeah.
He's bypassed champion level and Digivolved straight into the ultimate level. He's too strong for our Digimon now.
Prodigious.
Well, this is the mini series within the Is This Art Good series where we just review tiny little things. And today, the tiny little thing that we are going to review is a song, a YouTube video, music video called Makudonarudo.
Yeah.
I gave this one to you.
Yeah. So what spurned this gift that you've given me?
A couple of weeks ago, we were at Anna's parents' place and her brother was there. And his girlfriend was there, and she's a big fan of, like, K-pop, and we started sort of making fun of the weird, like, Japanglish, like, weird cross-section of, like weebs, but how Japanese people are equally enamored with America.
Right, sort of. Yeah.
And so this came up as, like, a weird just thing to make fun of that she wanted to show us, and I was like, okay, this is sick, and then I was just like, yeah, I gotta show Alphonse, this has to be done.
Yeah.
Has to be a milk bud.
Yeah.
That's usually whenever I've got a list now, a growing list of small things that I get exposed to, and I'm like, this is a milk bud for sure.
Yep. Yeah, same. I'm putting together the list.
That's great. I'm glad that we both have this, like, there's now a format to talk about these things in. Not just send it to each other and laugh a little bit and be like, yep.
Yeah. Now we can make product out of our enjoyment, and that's the true purpose of capitalism.
Capitalize on your entertainment.
Yeah.
It's really a meta, you know, like somebody creates a product to be consumed and then we create a product to be consumed based on that product someone has created to be consumed.
Yeah, we're like leeches on their giant creative belly.
Yeah, we're like a phone case for the phone that is that other thing.
A phone case is really just a leech for your phone.
In a way, right? Like, so many phone cases are nothing. They don't do anything to you know, enhance the phone other than an aesthetic value.
Yeah.
Me, I don't go for that. I go for the drab, flat, black, super protective ones.
I've got the one that Alyssa already had on here. It looks nice.
That's a nice case.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's but solid. Like... That one, that looks like a cross section between protection and aesthetic.
Yeah.
So that's good. That's point. Like, I like to think that our podcast is that type of phone case. It adds a little bit of, you know, aesthetic value, a little bit, and it challenges some preconceptions about some art.
that's what this phone case does for my phone, actually.
Challenges the preconception that the phone was not fragile.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go. We're tech wizards. We're tech wizards. What did you think about Makudonarudo?
I thought it was pretty funny. The chorus confuses me. So, like, it seems like it's about... Like, it seems like it's, like, making fun of tourists coming to Japan.
Yes.
But then with the chorus, it's all, like, borrowed words from English that are being pronounced like in the Japanese language way, right? So Makudonarudo would be the actual like way that you say McDonald's there, right?
Yeah.
So it's I wonder, like, is it making fun of like the way that a tourist might like be like speaking Japanese and then suddenly just be like McDonald's? Or is it
I think it's both. And this is what I like about it. It is sort of ambiguous because the verse is the male singer being like, I'm a tourist. I don't speak Japanese. Yeah. I'm lost. Help. And then the chorus is just like, it's kind of like, we can teach you Japanese, and it's just, here's a bunch of American brands and words, right? Like biru and miruku, which is just, you know, beer and milk, which is nothing. But I think it goes both ways, because it's like somebody who doesn't speak Spanish being like, where's the bathroom O?
Yeah, yeah.
Or whatever, right? Like just adding an O on something.
Yeah.
I think it's like that, but it's also the fact that American, or I guess not Western, American culture has weaseled its way into Japanese society so much that those brands are really prevalent there, and so they just pronounce those like that.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's kind of poking fun at both, which I like.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it feels... It is not just like, you foreigner, get out of our country. It's got like a bit of like a tongue in cheekness to it.
Absolutely. Especially the classroom scene where it's a bunch of Japanese people being taught these Japanese quote unquote words for English terms.
And it's always funny to see how those words, like, they aren't that different. Like, if you say either pronunciation of the word fast, it's going to basically sound the same.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you look at it, you're like, I don't know what that says.
Yeah, 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 absolutely.
You know, like Starbucks, like Sutarbukasu.
Yeah, yeah. That's probably the most, like, confusing alteration. There's like so many extra consonants to it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or vowels. Vowels? Yeah. Vowels. The consonants are the same, but there's more. They make more syllables out of it.
Syllables was the word I was going for.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. And you know what? It's funny because, like, juxtaposed against that is the guy as, like, the tourist starts, like, naming Japanese brands as well.
Yeah.
Casio and Sony. Yeah. Which I think, like... that might be
Yamaha, Honda.
yeah. I think that's like further pushing that theme of like, oh yeah, there's like shared things between these two countries, but also like almost poking fun at the way that a tourist to Japan might just like know some brands and such, or like, you know, anime that might come up.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's like, I know Japanese culture. I know Sony and Samsung, not Japanese.
Yeah.
Right? Like that sort of thing.
Yeah. Because, like, I don't know. We've talked about anime before, and I've brought up stuff about Japanese culture. But, like, I would, if I was to go to Japan, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I will assume I know next to nothing. Like... whereas
fair,
I feel like there's plenty of weebs who are like, yeah, I know Japan's all about.
I'm basically Japanese.
Yeah, yeah. And that's
a cringe thing.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
I also really appreciate the fact that the chorus flows in such a way, and like the Japanization of these words, they've turned them in such a way that they rhyme really well and they flow really well.
Yeah.
And it's a good hook.
It's a good song. Like, just flat out, like, it is a good song. It's nice and catchy.
Which is kind of wild. Yeah, it's real catchy. Nice cross-section between some traditional sounds and some modern pop elements.
Yeah, very true. You know,
what's that instrument? Is it the shamisen?
Yeah, shamisen.
Shamisen?
Yeah.
Shamisen?
Yeah, shamisen?
Is that how you pronounce it? Shamisen?
Yeah.
Shamisen?
I think so. Shamisen? I think it's more of like a soft O sound after the M. Like shamosen.
Shamisen.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah, no, it's a cool instrument. I always appreciate it when I hear it in something. It's... I remember it's used a lot in the fucking Naruto soundtrack, which like... Let's do a Milk Bud of the Naruto soundtrack at some point, because that shit's sick.
Man, I was talking to Josh the other day, and he said he worked Halcon, which is like the Comic-Con big, you know, nerd convention.
Yeah, for fucking dorks.
Yeah, for dorks. And there was a fucking Naruto-themed cover band there.
Oh my god. That's sick.
Isn't that wicked? Yeah. I was like, well, were they good? And he was like, eh. He said, they said they had only been together a few months, but Crowdy ate it up, man.
Of
I was
course.
Like, yep, that sounds right. Of course.
I mean, I'd be thrilled, and I might be more thrilled if they were kind of bad. Like, honestly.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, that was fine.
Sure.
You know? I think that's funny.
Yeah. I just wanted to mention, I really like the line where he's like, Oba-san, where do I go? Because that's yeah. that's like old lady or like grandma.
Right.
And I just think that it's funny to imagine like a tourist just going up to some like old lady on the street and just being like, where do I go?
Where do I go, grandma?
Yeah. And they have like the grandma like sitting in the
she's
like sitting with him in that shot as well. And she's very yeah. much like the stereotypical, like almost like Showa era cartoon grandma with like the like afro-y looking
the
hair.
Bun. Yeah, oh yeah. You're making ties.
You're selling ties.
Is it selling?
I think it's selling ties.
I think it's
yeah.
selling ties.
Yeah,
yeah you're
like
right,
fucking
you're right.
Digimon.
Oh, hold on.
Yeah, that's good.
Good old Matt and TK's grandma.
No, my name is Ty.
You're selling ties.
And she's just oblivious. Just
that lady is very senile.
Well, it is what it is, man. Maybe she's just deaf.
Maybe. Yeah, you might be right.
So is it good?
Alphonse, what do you think about Makuto Naruto?
I'm pretty sure Makuto is another character in Naruto.
McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Donald's.
Yeah, Donald's. I'm gonna get a double from McDonald's.
I was thinking about grabbing a chicken.
I think it's a good song. It's pretty funny.
It is funny.
Yeah, I'll give it a 7.
Okay.
Or maybe a 7.5 objectively. It's just a good song. Yeah. And it's funny. There's not much else to say about it. It's just like,
no,
hey, like, here's a funny song. It's nailing that, and it's good. So I think
right.
I'll give like a similar 7.5 on the enjoyment as well. So
yeah, I think I'm gonna go with an 8 on both. Just a little higher. I thought it was funny and like smart enough to give as a milk bud.
Yeah,
if it was just like a middling, I wouldn't want to do like something. And I was like, okay. Like, if I saw something and it was like, okay,
yeah,
I wouldn't do it for this.
I wouldn't give you, like, Katy Perry's Fireworks or some shit.
Came in like a firework or whatever?
Yeah.
Where she's swinging on that, like, large rocket?
Is she swinging on a rocket in that one? I thought that was the Wrecking Ball video with the...
That's the joke I'm making.
I'm so tired.
Supposed to be a reference to, like, how disconnected I am from pop music.
Right.
But in at the same time, it's like I'm not that disconnected because I know those two songs, but those are also massive, unavoidable songs.
Yeah. I think the worst part is I honestly thought you might have just not not known.
Great.
Yeah.
Keep the facade.
Yeah. Keep it up.
All right. Excellent. Well, this has been a Milk Bud, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Thank you.